If you live the life you want, you will love the life you live. The more you love your life, the easier it is to accept your eventual death. Slade Bennington. Interviewer. Tell me about the accident. What do you remember from that night? Slade.
I died, man. I died in that moment nearly 30 years ago. But nothing in life is an accident.
Interviewer. You're sitting here conversing with me now. You're very much alive.
Slade. More alive than ever. More alive than before that night. Before, I wasn't living the life I was meant to live. I was selfish and doing things that brought me pleasure, but with no purpose. I knew that, too. I knew I wasn't living. Something was missing. Some intention to life. But I was young, you know, and I figured I'd settle down and live the way I knew I should once I sowed my wild oats. Sowing wild oats. That's a cliche, isn't it? My agent is always pointing out when I use cliches. Apparently I like them. When I was 19, I thought I could start being a responsible adult when I was 21. At 21, I thought 25 sounded like a good age to mature. Then 30 sounded like the right age to become a grown-up. But at 29, life ended. I knew my life was ending. When something like that happens, you know you're dead, and you see. Interviewer.
Your life flashed before your eyes?
Slade. Now that's a cliche. Life didn't so much flash before my eyes, but I could suddenly see it all clearly. The life I was intended to live, the life I'd avoided, procrastinated, put off until I was older. And now I would never be older. I'd miss that opportunity. We're all given one chance at life, and we don't think it's going to end suddenly like that. And when it ends, you see how it was meant to be. It's like getting to the station just as your train pulls out, and it's the last one. You missed it. There's nothing you can do. Nothing to be done. And so I died.
Interviewer. Are you saying the doctors revived you in the hospital?
Slade. I'm saying the old me died. I was reborn the moment of the crash. The doctors, bless them, did the best they could with what they had to work with. I was fully aware the whole time. 14 days in a coma, and I heard every word and saw every person who walked into my room. Hovered over the operating table and watched whenever they performed surgeries. Once I was conscious, the doctor sat beside my bed to update me on my situation. I interrupted and recited to him everything he was going to say. I already knew. I'd heard it all before. And I smiled and patted his hand and told him everything was going to be fine. He started crying. Uncontrollable sobbing. It's hard to witness a grown man weep like that. The new me was conceived even before they got me to the hospital. The surgeries, the months in the hospital, and recovery were all equivalent to childbirth. The new me being born.
Interviewer. Do you ever ask why?
Slade. These things just happen. One person dies, someone else survives, another is reborn.
Interviewer. God's plan or random chance?
Slade. Is there a difference?